This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned, for from history I had learned how many, many times the world had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never would.
A little bit of Ginger Rogers for you. Why? Because Columbus Day. Did you know she mentioned they all laughed at Christopher Columbus? That's from one of her Fred Astaire movies, by the way. One of the many she did in the 1930s. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my partner and friend, Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us on this Monday, October the 12th, Columbus Day, or, if you prefer, Indigenous Peoples Day. Take your choice. We're going to be talking, by the way, in a few minutes with Austin Berg of the Illinois Policy Institute. We're going to talk about a ballot referendum in the Prairie State that might fool people about the so-called fair tax. You've heard of that, right? The fair tax, they're dusting it off. So we'll talk about that with Austin Berg. Stay tuned. And as we speak, Amy Coney Barrett undergoing her Supreme Court hearing while Democrats trying to figure out a way to stop her. So we're going to talk about that along with other things political with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceresi. Stay tuned for that a little bit later. And by the way, if you thought changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day was a pipe dream, we're going to tell you the states that have already done it. Yes, indeed. So stay tuned for that. And in our ultimate top 10, we on Friday gave you the top 10 best U.S. large cities to visit. We're going to do the top 10 best U.S. small cities today to go to. So stay tuned for that. And by the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. You guys, you get your Columbus Day haircut. Going to have to do it, of course, tomorrow because they are closed on Mondays. But it'll be your post-haircut in honor of Columbus. Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580 Main Street. But you got to call to get that appointment, 727-733-3773. By the way, don't forget, every morning, start off your day with Good Morning Clearwater. That's 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday here on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Paul and Tracy Allen start off your day with the latest in news, entertainment, sports, and all things fun. All right, well, I'm looking at the screen here, and everybody has got a mask on. It looks like it's a bank robbery, but it is not. They are conducting a hearing for Amy Coney Barrett and all kinds of, what would you call it, suspense going on with this thing. In fact, the latest I've read now is that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer last night promised that the Democrats were not going to give a quorum for the votes to advance to the Supreme Court for Amy Coney Barrett, because they know that they've got the votes both in the judicial hearing, the Republicans, and in the Senate itself to get her confirmed. So all they're going to try to do is stall, do what they can to stall. I wonder if Schumer, I guess he's not up for election this year. That's too bad. with the way things are going in New York, there might be a chance for somebody else. Schumer made his comments during a press conference last night, in which he also demanded that Amy Coney Barrett recuse herself from any cases involving health care. Oh, that would be great. Of course, they don't apply the same standard if a liberal judge was being selected, right? They can go ahead and apply it. Schumer called the Barrett confirmation process illegitimate, dangerous, and unpopular. And so away they go, right? You know, you couldn't think of a nicer person than Amy Coney Barrett. She's got, what, 7 kids? She adopted 2 of them from Haiti. She has 1 child with disabilities. I mean, you know, from a personal standpoint, she's perfect. She's absolutely perfect. She happens to be pro-life, strict constitutionalist. She clerked for Antonin Scalia. Every organization that has anything to do with rating justices have given her remarkable grades. So there's nothing about her that should stand in the way. So they're going to go after, well, what she might do. Well, she might try to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Well, she might try to overturn Roe versus Wade. You know, in other words, what the future will hold. Now, she says she's going to apply strict standards to any case that comes in front of her, and I think she will. I think she'll surprise a lot of people. But apparently that's not good enough for Democrats. I can't see them being as harsh on her as they were on the last nominee for the court. I just can't. It would look so bad, right? And it's just before an election. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, speaking about the court, court backing, that's always nice. I see that both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are silent on adding Supreme Court justices. Believe it or not, the mainstream media is actually pushing them on it. It's a key issue, but Biden basically says, well, you'll find out after the election. That's like thumbing your nose at your own voters, right? Thumbing your nose at the citizens. How dare you ask me my thoughts on something about the Supreme Court? I'll tell you later. That reminds me of when Pelosi said, let's pass the Affordable Care Act, then we'll look at it. You know? We don't need to know anything about it. Let's pass it first. Elect me first, then you'll find out. I don't think that'll work too well either. But in 1983, Joe Biden did have something to say about packing the court. He called it a bonehead idea. A bonehead idea. Back then, he was a senator, Delaware. And he made the comment during a Judiciary Committee hearing regarding nominations to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. At the time, Ronald Reagan, the president, had stoked controversy for attempting to replace 3 members of the commission. Biden argued at the time that although it was okay, it was within Reagan's right to do it, it risked damaging the credibility of the commission. He then compared it to Franklin Roosevelt's unsuccessful attempt to expand the Supreme Court in 1937. That's when he called it a bonehead idea. So once again, Mr. Weathervane, Joe Biden, he'll spin in any direction depending upon which way the Democratic wind is blowing. All right, let us take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about something been around for a while, the fare tax, apparently on the ballot in Illinois. Monday, got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday, oh, Tuesday. I'm so tired, got no time to play. Here come Wednesday.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshall.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Monday, Columbus Day. Thank you very much for joining us on Freedom Works here on the Tantalk Radio Network. We're delighted to have Austin Berg with us. He is with the Illinois Policy Institute, and we're going to talk about a lawsuit that IPI is working with in regards to retirees in Cook County, that's where Chicago is, to sue the Illinois Board of Elections for what they claim might be misleading information about the fare tax. Austin, welcome. Tell us, what's going on here with this referendum about the fare tax?
Well, they're trying to mislead Illinois voters into giving massive new powers to Springfield. And for those who aren't familiar, Illinois, over the last 20 years, has seen more than 800 public corruption convictions.
Oh, my God.
These are not trustworthy people. That's the highest count in the country. That's about one public corruption conviction per week for 20 years running. So partially that is reflected in this ballot language, where Illinoisans are meant to decide whether to give Springfield new taxing powers or not. And they're being misled into thinking, no, we only want powers to hike taxes on the wealthy, not you. But that's not true.
Interesting. Now, apparently, this amendment might give lawmakers the chance to charge different rates on every level, not just higher income levels. And the voters are being somewhat misled, I guess, is what you are saying. You have any chance, do you think, of getting this thing changed?
So we're asking for what was asked for in a 2008 case in Illinois, where the court found misleading ballot language on a similar statewide ballot question. We don't get many of them in Illinois. Voters very rarely get to decide issues at the ballot box. But what the court said then was, similar to if you're a journalist, you have to issue a correction. The state just needs to issue a correction. You need to give people accurate information at the ballot box. You need to give them accurate information in the mail. One of the simplest things we're asking for is just print the actual text of the amendment on the ballot. When I tell people this, they are shocked. Illinoisans getting their ballots today, what they see is politically biased explanation, an explanation of the question, on their ballot, not the actual text of the constitutional amendment. Imagine if we had that for the federal constitution.
Yeah, that's seems wholly unfair. But here we are, what, just a few weeks out. Is there really any chance at this point to get any chance? You know, everything's gone to press, and I don't know. What do you think?
It's never too late to defend people's constitutional rights, and this is a similar timing as we saw in the 2008 case. There have been lots of problems already in Illinois with mail-in ballots and expanding mail-in vote drastically that local election authorities have responded to pretty well, and we're just asking that they give people accurate information. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be that will need to be done quickly in order to make sure that most people are able to see that information. But we think that's worth doing.
Could you, by the way, we're talking with Austin Burke from the Illinois Policy Institute. They filed a lawsuit over what they claim is biased ballot language on this fair tax. Austin, do you mind defining what the fair tax is?
Well, one of the problems is this would allow politicians in Springfield to define fairness, and they're not exactly the greatest arbiters of what is and isn't fair, as judged by their record in court. So the fair tax is essentially a political promise. Fairness itself is not on the ballot. People won't see the word fair in the amendment or the explanation of the amendment. That's sort of a political marketing term, because they say we're only going to tax the wealthiest 3% in Illinois at a higher rate. The problem is the amendment gives no safeguards to taxpayers to say, oh, we're not going to hike your taxes either. Illinois has what's called a flat tax protection, so it's very difficult for politicians to hike taxes on everyone at once, which is what's required. With a progressive tax, by unlocking the Constitution to allow for a progressive tax, which they call the fair tax, they're able to charge different rates on different kinds of income, different and higher rates on everyone, not just the rich. So they're selling it as we're only getting power to tax the rich, but what they're getting is power to tax everyone at a higher rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, this whole fair tax, flat tax thing's been around for a while. I remember Steve Forbes, when he was running for president, talking about a flat tax, and I thought, you know, that's a pretty good idea. You know, nobody under a certain level of income pays any tax at all, and then you would, you know, have like a 10% tax for a certain level, and you would take away all of those different, you know, deduction opportunities. It never went anywhere, of course, but I always thought it was kind of a good idea. But then they had this thing called the fair tax, which it scared me, like you said. You know, it was like, it doesn't sound fair, you know? It's not consistent in the way it's applied.
So people might remember at the federal level, there was something called the fair tax, and there still is a group that pushes for this. It's the complete opposite of what J.B. Pritzker is pushing in Illinois.
Oh, I see.
At the federal level, the fair tax was a consumption tax, like a national sales tax, and eliminating the income tax altogether, which is a very interesting idea.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite in Illinois. They want to hike income taxes and make them less flat. So it just speaks to the misleading nature of this. That fair tax proposal at the federal level has been around for decades.
Yeah, it has.
At this point.
Mm-hmm. You know, people are possibly being misled nationally about the taxes that, or I should say, the lowering of taxes that the Republicans did when Donald Trump came into office. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, he lowered taxes on the wealthy. Well, if you look at the tax changes that he made, there were across the board tax cuts. I never see people challenging the comment, you know, that he only lower taxes on the wealthy. And I see some of that in this situation in Illinois. Do you see that?
I see a very similar talking point, which is that millionaires and billionaires should not pay the same income tax rate as grocery store clerks and nurses. The problem is, you mentioned deductions earlier, even though Illinois has a flat tax, so, you know, everybody is charged, at least by statute, the same income tax rate, there's deductions and exemptions in the tax code. So you see, the top 20% of people in Illinois pay actually double the effective income tax rate as the bottom 20%. So it's a very fair system as is. And if they change the Illinois Constitution, it's not about fairness. It's simply about power, the power to charge new and different tax rates.
We're talking with Austin Berg of the Illinois Policy Institute about some language that's a little bit, and we've had some of those situations in Florida too, misleading referendum language, and you always have to be careful about it. Austin, Illinois, like a lot of states in the north, northeast, are undergoing an exit of a lot of businesses. California is seeing it as well. And I always worry, I'm from Illinois, and I always feel bad about, okay, so we're going to have to raise taxes on businesses and the wealthier people, you know, to continue to supply all of these things. Well, you're killing the goose that lays the golden egg. And all these different states, New Jersey, New York, California, Illinois, are doing the same thing. Don't you think they would ever learn that you want to keep businesses and people that, that you would not do that? Your thought on that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talk about data and science recently, especially in the wake of COVID. And the same people tend to ignore the data and science around hiking taxes on a shrinking tax base and how that is economic suicide. And that's the problem in Illinois. We've had the worst population decline of any state over the last decade. And a lot of that is due to not only people leaving for places like Florida, Texas, but it's also a lack of people coming in. The in-migration is tough. So we want to be attracting investment, attracting people, attracting successful small business owners. And this proposal does the exact opposite. It signals to all of them, we have legacy debts that are unpayable, and we are going to try to wring this tax base dry as much as possible to avoid making tough decisions. So it's the exact wrong message. It's being done at the exact wrong time.
So even if you were able to get a hearing before the Illinois Supreme Court on changing the language, I don't know. I would suspect the Illinois Supreme Court is basically somewhat liberal, as all the major slots there in Illinois are liberal. But you've got what? Just a few weeks left. Is there any other ideas that you can, other than keeping it in front of the public, to be as aware as possible as to what is going to occur, or mailers or whatever? Because it doesn't sound like you're going to get your day in court, as they say.
We're going to keep fighting for an expedited hearing in court. We want to make sure that we are able to make our case about why this is an emergency, why we need to be giving people this information. But other than that, we're still going to keep fighting for Illinois taxpayers and especially Illinois retirees, who would more than likely see their retirement income tax go up under this proposal. So we're going to continue fighting for that.
Well, good for you, Austin. I really appreciate your being on to talk about it. Good luck with all of that.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Austin Berg of the Illinois Policy Institute. Going to take our break. When we come back, Amy Coney Barrett going through her hearing right now for the Supreme Court slot, while Democrats try to figure out a way to stop her. Let's talk about that and other things political with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceraci.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning. Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the TAM Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We'll concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM, to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Hey, we are back on Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, the reason I'll never make it a national holiday, Indigenous Peoples Day, it's too hard to pronounce. Plus, what are Indigenous people? I guess they're supposed to be what we used to call Indians, but you can't say that anymore. Probably a good idea, Ed, because, you know, the real Indians in India, they've been kind of dissed, you know, by Americans, because everybody went here when we thought of Indians, get on the war paint.
Well, first of all, I don't think you can find more than one millennial that can spell Indigenous.
Or in your case, pronounce it. Yes. All right. Well, you know what? We've got two non-Indigenous people with us, not just Andrew the Master Barber, but his brother, Angelo, is here as well. So welcome to both of you guys. Now, I'm watching the television screen here in the studio, and Amy Coney Barrett is undergoing a grilling. More so a grilling by the Democrats than the Republicans. And let me get your thoughts, first of all. Do we even need this hearing? Let's be honest about it. No matter what goes on in the hearing, isn't the Senate and all those 100 senators going to vote the way they are going to vote right now, no matter what she says? Let me start with Andrew. Andrew, what do you think? Is this just kind of a little hyping of things right now?
I don't know, Paul. I don't even know why they're having a hearing. They don't need to.
That's what I
mean.
They
got enough votes. I mean, why are they doing it? To pacify the Democrats and make them look like fools even more?
Well,
maybe.
It's a big show, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you're right. What do you think, Angelo? Should we be, other than you get to hear some of Amy Coney Barrett's views, I mean, isn't this already figured out?
I'm sure it is, but I guess they have to have the hearings, you know, to be fair to everybody, I guess. And, you know, Republicans do play fair where the Democrats don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to a point, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure they all have had their day like that. But, you want to hear some of her views, you know.
Your buddy Schumer, Chuck Schumer. Did you hear what he was trying to do last night? He was talking about trying to figure out a way so that they wouldn't have a quorum for a vote at the end of the hearing.
Yeah, he's trying to sabotage the hearings again and delaying it and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're playing the politics, you know, and I don't know if they can delay it or not. If they do try to delay it, if I was the Republicans, I would just let it go through, and that's it, you know. Because, yeah, you know, they're going to play dirty with the presidential election and whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, Andrew, here we are just a few weeks away from the election, and the polls don't seem to be moving too much. I know you don't buy into the polls, and I can understand that. A lot of people have gone to the here in Florida, at least, have gone into mailing a lot of them have mailed in their ballots already. I was just reading that one of the polls, I'm not sure which one, says that the senior vote has shrunk a little bit, but that Trump still is kind of eking out the senior vote, and he's got the Hispanic vote here. What do you think? We're gonna have a huge turnout in Florida. Is Florida definitely going to stay red?
Paul, Florida is going to stay red. And I told you, I think about 47 states are going to be red.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you have.
The proof is in the package, Paul. Biden's not attracting no crowd. Biden's got no enthusiasm. People are tired of everything that's going on. Look at even St. Pete again this week, and they, you know, Black Lives Matter started their things over there.
What happened over there?
Yeah. They were protesting again, you know, through the restaurants outside and stuff. And people are tired of it, Paul. Again, it's like I told you in '68 with Nixon and McGovern. What happened?
That's
Nixon
true.
Won by a landslide because of all the riots that were going on. People, Paul, this has been going on for how long now? For three years and what? 11 months?
Yeah, quite a long time.
Okay, people are tired of it, Paul. They're over this. And, you know, when Trump won the last time, there were 64 million people voted for him. He only had 6% of the black vote and like 16% of the Latino votes. Trump's got 62% of the Latino votes now. And I know you're crushed in this one, but they say 38 for 40% of the blacks. And you know what? I believe it because I've talked to a few black people and they're all Trump. And, you know, what they're saying, the senior vote, it's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah. Problem. Do you think, Angela, do you think that the hearings for this judicial nomination, because Amy Coney Barrett is a very sympathetic figure, watching her on television here. By the way, there's Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar now making a speech. I mean, it's like, how would I put this? You know all of those Disney cartoons where there's a witch on one side, like a Cinderella character? She's kind of like a Cinderella character to me. What do you think?
They're going to try to belittle her and say that her Catholicism is going to influence the votes, just like they did John Kennedy back in 1960.
You don't think they're going to lay off the issue of Catholicism?
No way. And I think that they're going to bring up all this other stuff. I mean, to be honest with you, if they try to bring in any witnesses like they did against Kavanaugh, with that Blasey Ford, she should be in prison for lying to Congress. I mean, nothing ever happens to these people.
And, yeah, they always have a card up their sleeve, don't they?
I'm sure they do. You know, they're going to try to sabotage it just like they did with Kavanaugh. And I hope it backfires on them, and I hope the people take it to the polls. You know, it's like I don't believe in these polls because if you heard the other day last week, NBC had a forum or something where Biden was talking to these people that they were supposed to be independent voters, and they were caught using the same people that they did the week before on CSNBC or CNBC, where these people were Biden voters to begin with. You know, the same people.
And these were the exact same people?
Exact same people.
You're kidding.
No. I mean, that's very low for NBC television to be doing that. I mean, there's no more journalism today. And I think if you can't believe the media when they don't bring anything up about the president and what he has done, because you know it's all biased. The polls that they're showing are got to be all biased. How can you believe these people?
Yeah. Angela, let me ask you, you're a New Yorker up in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance that Trump wins the state of New York?
I hope so. I mean, I think if people are disgusted with Cuomo, well, I know he's going to win upstate New York. And if the people in New York City are fed up with him, that he wants to close the synagogues, he wants to do this, he wants to do that, you never know. Could be. Right now, definitely the polls reflect that Trump won't win New York. No Republican ever wins New York.
I wonder when the last time a Republican won the state of New York.
Oh, maybe. I wasn't here at the time. I was in the service at the time, but maybe Richard Nixon. I don't know. Maybe not.
Reagan. I think Reagan won New York.
Did Reagan? I can't. It was what, 19?
Or Nixon. And Nixon might have won New York, too, because Nixon won every state except Massachusetts. Anyway, it's a very interesting topic.
But, you know, like I said, you know, if the people are fed up with Cuomo, which I think they are, but I don't know, his numbers are still up there. I don't know why, but.
Now, Let's get over to the coronavirus. And Donald Trump is now saying he no longer has it. He says he is immune. He indicated that he's immune on Fox News Sunday with or Sunday Morning Futures, I should say. Now the White House has not yet confirmed that he's tested negative, but he's kind of like saying, you know what? Now I can go around, Andrew. Now I can go around without a mask, and I won't infect anybody, and I can't get it again. What do you think about his optimism?
Well, you know, that's what they said. Once you got it, the party was over. You didn't have to worry about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They said that themselves a long time ago. Right? Herd immunity?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, they admitted it. The guy had it. It's done. It's over with. See you later. Go. But I did hear this morning on the radio on 97 that the White House doctor said he had a negative test.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
All right.
He's going to Sanford tonight, and I guarantee there's going to be more than 100 people there.
Now, he's going to be in Sanford, Florida?
That's right.
All right. And where is he appearing? Do you know?
He's going to be at that little Sanford airport they have over there.
Okay.
North of Orlando, okay?
Yeah.
And, I'll guarantee it, 20,000 people. I heard rumors that Biden had a big rally at Coachman Park with maybe 100 people.
Yeah.
I heard there was more grass than people. So.
Yes.
But, Paul, like I say, open your eyes and see. The media can say whatever they want. They're full of crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to believe it. And I say Trump is going to do a landslide, Paul. I still say
it. Yeah, I know you've been very positive about that. Speaking about the media, they have actually been asking both Biden and Kamala Harris, his vice presidential running mate, about packing the court. Normally, they kind of stay off of asking anything like, anything controversial to Biden. But he is certainly he's not answering it. It would seem to me that people would go, what? You're running for president? You're not going to tell me how you feel about adding two or four justices?
You know what I got to say about that?
What?
When they're asking Amy Coney there today about different things, when they ask her about what do you think about abortions, and she's going to sit there and say, well, I'll answer that after I'm confirmed.
That's exactly.
That's what I would do.
That's a good point. No, you're a good. That's a good point, Angelo. Now you're a Catholic. I'm a Catholic. Andrew's a Catholic. Biden is a Catholic, but Biden believes in the pro-choice, and I'm thinking any Catholic that is true to their faith can't very well. I mean, how do they justify abortion? It's so clearly anti-Catholic. You would think all the Catholics would vote for Trump. That's what I'm trying to say. What do you think?
I think many, many Catholics are going to vote for Trump because, you know, here's a guy that, you know, he says one thing and then he'll say another, you know. I mean, you're right. That is Catholic doctrine that they are against abortion. And in fact, I know this girl, she's like 20 years old, and she just found out that she's pregnant, you know. And she'd gone, you know, where I go for coffee, you know, one of the girls. She'd gone to get checked out, and, you know, she's only like 5 weeks pregnant, 6 weeks pregnant. And you can hear a heartbeat, she says, when they do the ultrasound.
Of course.
There's a heartbeat. So definitely it's a human being.
Oh, there's no question. I think the Democrats and the pro-choicers have given up that argument. They admit now that that's a human life. But go ahead.
And him and Kamala Harris says she's a person of faith. I don't know if she's Catholic or not. But Biden being a Catholic, Nancy Pelosi being Catholic, they're in name only.
Yeah.
You know? Their politics is against
their own faith. Yeah,
right. In other words, they believe what they want to believe, and that's it. In other words, toss it out. Whatever suits them is going to be.
If it's convenient, we'll.
It's convenient, right?
It's a matter of convenience. So
matter of convenience, mm-hmm. and you know, they're not true to themselves. They're only true to themselves when it comes to wanting to stack the court. They're telling you what they're going to do. And you know, they're going to change. They want to change this Constitution all the way around.
Andrew, one of the other issues that they are grilling Amy Coney Barrett on is whether or not she wants to abolish the Affordable Care Act. Now, if I was running, I think I would say, as a matter of fact, I want the federal government out of health care altogether and allow the free market, because you get a better product at a lower price, you know. But she's not going to be able to say that, of course. But
again, Paul, I would answer that. After I confirmed, I'll give you the answer.
Yes.
That's how I would answer it. I mean, yeah. Even, you know, what's his name? Comey last week, or when they, 2 weeks ago, what did he say all his answers? I don't recall. The Republicans
write a book.
Answer their questions the same way, Paul.
Yeah.
I'll answer that after I'm confirmed.
Right.
So how can Comey forget and not remember anything, but he was able enough to write a book?
Yeah, it's convenient memory loss.
Conveniently, right?
Exactly right.
I mean, these people do belong in jail. I mean, I can't believe this. But I think they're going to get there.
Well, we're still waiting for that Durham report.
Oh, that's not going to come out until after the election, they said.
It might not come out until three elections from now. It's the way they've
that's
been
right.
dawdling
well,
on this.
If the Democrats get in, it'll never come out.
You'll never see it.
You'll never see it.
Yeah. Gentlemen, it is always a pleasure on a Monday morning to talk to you two, because you're both so sincere in your beliefs and energetic. I want to thank both of you. And Andrew, you and I shall be talking again tomorrow.
You got it, buddy. You have a good day. Trump be with you.
May the Trump be with both of you. Same to you, Angelo.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. There they go. The brothers Ceresi. We're going to take our break and... when we come back, you'd be surprised to know that there are some states that are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day.
Here she comes,
that little town flirt.
Here she
comes.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio, heard every Wednesday on the Tantalk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food & Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com.
My bridge is all...
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want you to join us on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock on this radio station for our two-hour show, talking to you about the Word of God, giving you great contemporary music, some lively chat, and just some food for thought. You'll be encouraged to know how very much God loves you and how He has a plan for your life. Join us this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock on Living the Good Life.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Columbus Day. Thank you so very much for being with us. By the way, we are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. However, if your busy schedule does not allow you to listen live, you may listen on podcast, thanks to Big Ed. We have all of our shows podcasted. Is that a word? I think it is. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Look at the top, click on podcast. Ed sets up all the shows chronologically. most recent first. You'll also see the guest that we have on and the top 10. What more in life could you want? You can go back and listen over and over again. It's paradise. All right, now Columbus Day today. Did you know, first of all, that there are more than 130 cities in the U.S. that have ditched Columbus Day for IPD, Indigenous Peoples Day? I think, Ed, that you would have to say Indigenous Peoples Day five times before your state is allowed to legalize it.
Spell it twice correctly.
That's correct. There you go. Okay, now here are the states that officially celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. Alaska, as of 2017. Hawaii, they now have Discoverer's Day in place of Columbus Day. Maine, as of 2019, they observe it. New Mexico, also as of 2019. Oregon, as of 2017. South Dakota, they observe Native American Day. Now, these states also observe Columbus Day, but officially, these states are observing some form of Native American holiday. Vermont, as of 2019. Iowa, in 2018, their governor made a proclamation designating Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. Louisiana, they do not recognize Columbus Day down there. Believe it or not, Michigan, Governor Whitmer, 2019. Minnesota, North Carolina, Virginia, Wisconsin, Washington, D.C. Now, states that celebrate both holidays include Alabama. They celebrate both Columbus Day and American Indian Heritage Day. And Oklahoma, which celebrates Native American Day and Columbus Day. So there you go. That's a lot of states. Ed, before we get to our top 10, I'm very pleased to announce that the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros last night 2-1. And the reason I'm so excited about that is that it shows that our pitching is coming through. What do you think?
More so on Friday, I told you that the Rays wouldn't get past the Yankees that day. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They made it.
Yes, they did.
They did.
And I'm glad they did. And, you know, everybody was, and my including myself, is why do we keep playing down to the competition or whatever, you know, winning these games 2-1? Well, first of all, they're winning. And you can see a pattern. Now, Kevin Cash needed to rest some players.
That's the manager of the Rays.
He needed to rest some players because there's no day off. There's no travel day. This is unheard of. So what he did was, if you noticed, he didn't put the big bats in last night, but he put his better pitching in. In other words, you'd only have to score a few runs because they couldn't really get any runs off our pitching. Now tonight, this afternoon, might be different. He's going to put not the lesser pitcher, but not the A group of pitching, but the A group of batting in. So now maybe the bats, this could be a higher scoring game on both sides, but hopefully the Rays will score more runs.
What time is the game today?
4:00.
4:00. Give me a prediction. Are we going? This is a 7-game series.
I know.
Well, first of all, do you think the Rays will win the series? Let me just ask you that.
I want to say, I'm not going to break stride. I'm going to say no because I said no on the Yankees, too.
You're superstitious.
So I'm going to take it for the team.
Okay. He's taking one for the team. Ah, you got to love him. All right. Well, you got to get over to the drums here because we've got, I guess you could call it part two of Best Cities to Visit. We gave you on Friday the top 10 best large cities to visit in America. And now, turnabout being fair played, how about we give you the top 10 best small cities in the U.S. to visit? And again, this comes from the Condé Nast Traveler. They actually had 715,000 readers vote online for this. And the categories that they included were hotels, restaurants, attractions and value. So here we go. Number 10, Key West, Florida. Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah. You ever been there?
No. No desire to go there.
I haven't been there either.
It's still Florida to me. You know, I'm going to go on vacation when I get
the
hell out.
You want to go somewhere else. Yeah, exactly. You go to Colorado.
Yeah.
Number 9. You ever been to Jackson Hole, Wyoming?
No, but I'd like to.
Yeah. Beautiful. Maybe you can ski there.
Yeah, ski.
Uh-huh.
I'd also like to see a summer out there.
Yeah. I bet it's beautiful there in summer. Number 8. Savannah, Georgia. Very historic. Yeah. I've been there. You've been there?
No. Drove through it.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
No.
Got to stay there for a while. They have one of the oldest restaurants still up. It was 1600s it was built. They still got it going.
So you were one of their first customers.
Yes, indeed. Thanks for saying that. Number 7. And I didn't leave a tip. Number 7 is Aspen, Colorado. You been there?
Yes.
You like it?
Yeah.
Is it, in your opinion, a good small city?
Yeah. Very, very lively, clean.
Uh-huh. And snow in the winter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of that.
All right. Number 6. Greenville, South Carolina. I don't know how it got on the list. I know nothing about Greenville, South Carolina. Greenville, I don't even know exactly where it is in
probably
South Carolina.
A lot of history, I guess, in there.
Yeah. Civil War history, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Number 5.
Probably torn down by now.
You think? Number 5 is Alexandria, Virginia. And there is history.
Mm.
No question about it. It's not that far from Washington, D.C. Anyway, number 4. Laguna Beach, California. Now, I would have thought so some years ago, but I don't think I'd want to go to California for anything anymore.
Nope.
They've got a beautiful beach there, though. Number 3. Another one is Carmel by the Sea, California. Now, that's further north. I think it's closer to San Francisco. Let's see. Number 2. Now, here's a place I would like to visit, but I've never even been in the state. Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hmm.
Navajo, you know. You ever been to New Mexico?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been to California?
Yes.
Okay. Any other states out west?
Denver.
Yeah, well, further west.
Well, Colorado.
Any on the coast?
Washington for a little bit.
Okay.
A few days there, I was waiting on a flight.
Did you like Washington?
It was raining.
Oh, you were just waiting for a flight, too?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ed.
I don't know, is Orlando too big of a city?
I would say it might be, okay? I'm not sure about that.
Mm.
You want to try anybody else? I wouldn't get it, so, I mean, it's not going to be easy.
I was thinking maybe something like Nashville. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's go with Nashville. Here we go. Now, this city is definitely a Civil War historical city. Charleston, South Carolina. Very much involved in the Civil War. That's where, in Gone with the Wind, that's where Rhett Butler, you know, the movie and the book and all that, that's where Rhett Butler came from, a gentleman from Charleston.
Mm.
So there you go. All right, thank you so very much for joining us on this Columbus Day. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, on Freedom Works. Be safe, and may the Trump be with you. Mm.
Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Protesters outside the U.S. Capitol as the Senate panel takes up confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Texas Senator Ted Cruz led the praise for the nominee.
Judge Barrett's credentials are impeccable. This is a woman who graduated number one in her class at Notre Dame Law School.
Judge Barrett went on to be a clerk to the great Justice Antonin Scalia, one of the greatest justices ever to serve on the Supreme Court.
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar.
This isn't a rush to justice. This is a rush to put in a justice whose views are known and who will have a profound impact on your life.
CBS's Nancy Cordes on the Democratic line of attack.
What they are going to do again and again, you're going to hear it today,